Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a gripping tale titled, The Chameleon. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1, A Perfect Facade. The black iron gates of the Harwick estate loomed before Sophia Moreau like sentinels, guarding secrets she was determined to uncover. She adjusted her scarf, glancing at her reflection in the car's rearview mirror. Her features were soft, her smile warm and maternal, the perfect guise for a nanny. Her real self, however, was a shapeshifter, a chameleon who adapted to survive. She pressed the buzzer at the gate. The voice crackled through the intercom. "Who is it?" "Sophia Moreau," she replied, her tone polished and professional. "I'm the new nanny." There was a pause, then the gates creaked open. Sophia took a deep breath and drove through, her mind cataloging every detail. The pristine hedges trimmed with surgical precision, the sprawling lawn that looked more like a golf course, and the imposing mansion at the end of the driveway. She needed to understand the terrain. Every detail could be a tool or a trap. The front door opened before she could knock. Evelyn Harwick stood in the entryway, a vision of sophistication in her tailored suit, her icy blue eyes scanning Sophia from head to toe. Behind her stood Alexander Harwick, tall and commanding, his expression unreadable. "Mrs. Harwick," Sophia greeted with a warm smile, extending her hand. "Thank you for this opportunity." Evelyn's handshake was firm, her nails immaculately manicured. "It's a pleasure, Ms. Moreau. You come highly recommended." Sophia tilted her head modestly. "I take my responsibilities seriously." Alexander stepped forward, his gaze sharp and assessing. "Our children are our priority. This is not just a job, Ms. Moreau. We expect loyalty." Sophia met his gaze without flinching. "And I expect the same." Evelyn's lips curved into a thin smile. "Shall we show you around?" The tour of the house was both overwhelming and fascinating. The Harwick estate was a labyrinth of opulence. Marble floors that gleamed like water, chandeliers dripping with crystal, and walls adorned with art pieces that probably cost more than a year of Sophia's fabricated nanny salary. "This is the children's wing," Evelyn explained, leading her down a hallway. "Natalie is 17, so she's mostly independent. Ethan is 9 and needs structure. You'll find both their rooms at the end." Sophia peeked inside Ethan's room, a child's paradise of model airplanes and neatly stacked books. Natalie's room, by contrast, was a kaleidoscope of rebellion. Posters of bands, clothes draped over furniture, and a faint smell of incense. "Teenagers," Evelyn said with a dismissive wave. "She's going through a phase." Sophia nodded, making a mental note to bond with Natalie. Teenagers were often the weak link in families like these. Emotional, eager for validation, and prone to oversharing. Later, as Sophia settled into her quarters, a tastefully decorated guest suite with a view of the garden, she allowed herself a moment to breathe. She unpacked carefully, placing her belongings just so. The facade required perfection. One slip could shatter her credibility. Her laptop sat in the corner, encrypted and ready. Every move she made in this house had to be calculated. The Harwicks weren't just wealthy. They were powerful, and power often came with skeletons in the closet. Sophia's job was to find those skeletons and leverage them. A soft knock interrupted her thoughts. She opened the door to find Ethan standing there, clutching a stuffed bear. "Hi," he said shyly. "I'm Ethan." Sophia crouched to his level, smiling warmly. "Hi, Ethan. I'm Sophia. You're the new nanny?" "That's right. Do you like pancakes?" he asked, his tone cautious.
"I love pancakes," she replied.
"Do you?"
He nodded, his eyes lighting up.
"Mom says breakfast is at 7. Don't be late, or Dad gets mad." Sophia's smile didn't falter, but her mind noted the tension in his voice.
"Thanks for the tip. I'll see you in the morning, okay?"
Ethan nodded and scurried away. Sophia closed the door, her mind racing. The cracks in the Harwick family facade were already showing. Dinner that night was a tense affair. The Harwicks sat at a long dining table, the air thick with unspoken words. Natalie picked at her food, ignoring her father's sharp glance. Ethan ate in silence, his eyes darting nervously.
"Sophia," Alexander said suddenly, his tone sharp.
"What made you want to work with children?" Sophia set down her fork, her expression composed. "Children are honest in a way adults often aren't. They remind me of the best parts of humanity." Evelyn raised an eyebrow, her skepticism clear.
And what do you think of our children? They're wonderful, Sophia said smoothly. Ethan is sweet and curious, and Natalie is clearly very intelligent. Natalie snorted. You got all that from one dinner? Natalie, Evelyn snapped, her voice like a whip. Sophia smiled, leaning slightly toward Natalie. Am I wrong? Natalie met her gaze, her defiance flickering into curiosity. We'll see. As the meal ended, Sophia excused herself, retreating to her room. She sat at her desk, opening her laptop. She had made her first moves, but the game was far from over. The Harwicks were more than they seemed, and Sophia had to uncover their secrets before they uncovered hers. But first, she had to win their trust. And for that, she would need to be perfect. Chapter 2: Cracks in the Veneer. The first morning at the Harwick estate began with a symphony of routine. The soft clinking of breakfast plates, the aroma of freshly brewed coffee wafting through the air, and the low murmur of Alexander Harwick's deep voice on a conference call in his office. The house appeared tranquil, but Sophia knew better. Tranquility in families like this was a mask, not a truth. She descended the grand staircase promptly at 7, her polished appearance flawless. Ethan greeted her with a small wave from the breakfast table, his stuffed bear perched beside his plate of pancakes. Evelyn sat at the head of the table, scrolling through her tablet. Natalie was absent. Good morning, Sophia said, her voice warm but professional. Evelyn looked up, offering a tight smile. Good morning. Ethan, are you ready for school? Ethan nodded, chewing his pancake. Sophia made a mental note of how Evelyn barely glanced at him. She's always late, Ethan muttered, gesturing toward the ceiling. It wasn't hard to guess who she referred to. Sophia glanced at Evelyn, whose expression was unreadable. Would you like me to check on Natalie? Evelyn's smile didn't reach her eyes. No, thank you. Natalie needs to learn discipline. A tense silence settled over the table. Sophia turned her attention to Ethan, engaging him in light conversation about school. He lit up as he described a science project involving volcanoes, his enthusiasm filling the room with a brief sense of normalcy. As Ethan left for school, chauffeured in a sleek black car, Sophia climbed the stairs to check on Natalie. She knocked lightly on the teenager's door, the faint sound of music filtering through. After a moment, the door swung open and Natalie stood there, her arms crossed and her expression a mixture of boredom and defiance. What do you want? Sophia smiled, unbothered by the hostility. Just checking in. Your mom mentioned breakfast is at 7. Natalie rolled her eyes. Of course she did. Sophia tilted her head, observing the cluttered room behind Natalie. The scent of incense mixed with something sharper, maybe cigarette smoke, hung in the air. Mind if I come in? Whatever, Natalie said, stepping aside. The room was a study in rebellion. Clothes strewn haphazardly, dark posters covering the pale walls, and a journal sitting precariously on the edge of the desk. Sophia's eyes flicked to it briefly before she took a seat on the edge of the bed. You don't like nannies, do you? Sophia asked, her tone light. Natalie smirked. Depends. Are you the type that pretends to care, or are you just here for the paycheck? Sophia chuckled. What if I'm both? Natalie raised an eyebrow, clearly not expecting the answer. At least you're honest. Honesty is important. People aren't honest enough with each other. Natalie's smirk faded, replaced by a fleeting vulnerability. Yeah, well, in this house, honesty will get you killed. The statement hung in the air, heavier than Sophia anticipated. She leaned forward slightly. What do you mean by that? Natalie's eyes flickered with something, fear, or maybe regret. But before she could answer, a sharp voice cut through the tension. Natalie! Evelyn stood in the doorway, her presence filling the room. You'll be late for school. Natalie's expression hardened instantly. Coming, she said, grabbing her bag and storming past Evelyn without another word. Evelyn watched her go before turning her gaze to Sophia. I hope you're not encouraging her to shirk her responsibilities. Of course not, Sophia replied smoothly. Just trying to build rapport. Evelyn's lips tightened. Natalie doesn't need rapport. She needs structure. Sophia smiled politely, filing away the interaction for later. Evelyn's control over Natalie was tenuous at best, and that weakness could be exploited. The rest of the day unfolded in predictable monotony, but Sophia used the time to explore the house under the guise of familiarizing herself with her surroundings. She wandered through the library, her fingers brushing over the spines of expensive books that looked more decorative than read. A locked cabinet near the back of the room piqued her interest, but she didn't linger too long. She was being watched. She felt it constantly, eyes on her, assessing her every move. Whether it was Evelyn, the household staff, or even the omnipresent security cameras, Sophia knew she couldn't afford a misstep. By late afternoon, she found herself in the garden, watching Ethan play with his toy planes. He ran across the lawn, the sunlight catching in his sandy hair, his laughter ringing out like bells. For a moment, Sophia allowed herself to relax. "He's a sweet boy, isn't he?" The voice startled her. She turned to find Alexander standing a few feet away, his posture rigid, his hands tucked into the pockets of his tailored trousers. "He is," Sophia replied, masking her surprise. "You must be proud." Alexander's expression didn't soften. "Children are complicated. They require careful guidance." Sophia met his gaze, the weight of his words sinking in. "I agree. That's why I'm here, to help." Alexander nodded slowly, his eyes narrowing as if trying to read her. "And you're confident you can handle it?" "I wouldn't be here if I wasn't." The corners of his mouth twitched into something resembling a smile, but it didn't reach his eyes. "Good. We expect results." Sophia inclined her head, but inside, her mind churned. Alexander Harwick was the kind of man who measured people like assets, and Sophia had no intention of being disposable. That night, as the house settled into silence, Sophia began her real work. She retrieved a set of lockpicks from her suitcase, their metallic glint catching the faint moonlight. Moving quietly, she slipped into the library and knelt by the locked cabinet. Her pulse quickened as she worked the lock, every click resonating in the stillness. Finally, the latch gave way, and she opened the cabinet to find a stack of ledgers and an unmarked black folder. She flipped through the folder, her breath catching at the sight of photos, gritty, high-resolution images of unfamiliar faces in compromising situations. Sophia's stomach twisted. Whatever these were, they weren't ordinary. The Harwicks were hiding something, and it was darker than she'd anticipated. A noise behind her made her freeze. She turned slowly, the hair on the back of her neck standing on end. "Nanny's not supposed to be snooping." Natalie stood in the doorway, her arms crossed, a knowing smirk on her face. Sophia's heart raced, but her expression remained calm. "And you're not supposed to be up this late." Natalie shrugged. "Guess we both have secrets." The girl turned and walked away, leaving Sophia alone with the folder and a growing sense of unease. Chapter 3: Unearthing the Truth. Sophia's nerves were taut the next morning as she replayed the previous night's events in her mind. Natalie had seen her, but the girl's reaction was ambiguous. Was it merely a teenager's bravado, or was Natalie warning her that she wasn't the only one in the house playing games? Either way, Sophia couldn't afford to show weakness. She would have to take control of the narrative before it spun out of her grasp. The day began with a deliberate show of normalcy. Sophia busied herself with Ethan's morning routine, preparing his lunch and walking him to the waiting car. The boy's innocent chatter was a balm, a reminder that not everything in the Harwick household was shrouded in tension. "Will you come to my science fair next week?" Ethan asked, clutching her hand tightly as they approached the car. Sophia crouched to his level, smiling warmly. "Of course. I wouldn't miss it." His face lit up, a rare moment of unguarded joy. Sophia tucked that image away, a small shield against the growing darkness surrounding her. As the car pulled away, Evelyn appeared at the top of the steps, her sharp gaze sweeping over Sophia. "A word, Ms. Moreau?" Sophia followed her into the parlor, a lavishly decorated room that felt more like a museum than a living space. Evelyn gestured for her to sit, taking the opposite chair and folding her hands neatly in her lap. "I wanted to clarify something," Evelyn began, her tone cool. "This household operates on a foundation of trust. You've made a positive impression so far, but trust is not given lightly here." Sophia met Evelyn's gaze, the unspoken threat hanging heavy between them. "I understand, Mrs. Harwick. I take trust very seriously." "Good," Evelyn said, her smile sharp. "Because if that trust is broken, there will be consequences." The warning was clear, but Sophia only nodded. She couldn't afford to show any cracks, especially not to Evelyn. The afternoon brought an opportunity for deeper exploration. With the house mostly empty, Sophia returned to the library, careful to avoid the security cameras she had already mapped out in her mind. The cabinet was still unlocked from the night before, and she wasted no time pulling out the black folder. She laid the contents on the desk, her heart pounding as she flipped through the documents. The photos were surveillance shots, grainy but clear enough to show faces. She recognized some of the people from society pages, wealthy elites with pristine reputations. But what caught her attention were the notes scrawled in the margins, dates, times, and cryptic phrases like transaction complete and collateral held. One page stood out, a photo of a young woman in a cheap motel room, her face bruised, her eyes hollow. The caption beneath it read, "Subject released to avoid exposure, April 17th. Sophia's stomach churned. This wasn't just blackmail. This was exploitation on a horrifying scale. She snapped pictures of the documents with her phone, careful to replace everything as she found it. Her instincts screamed at her to stop, to walk away while she still could, but curiosity and ambition overrode caution. Whatever the Harwicks were involved in, it was big. If she could figure out the full scope, the payoff would be worth the risk. That evening, Natalie cornered her in the kitchen. The teenager's expression was unreadable, her arms crossed as she leaned against the counter. "You're brave, you know that?" Natalie said, her voice low. Sophia glanced at her, maintaining a calm facade. "I don't know what you're talking about." Natalie scoffed. "Don't play dumb. I saw you last night. You think you're the first person to dig into their secrets." Sophia turned to face her fully, keeping her tone measured. "And what do you know about their secrets, Natalie?" Natalie's smirk faltered, replaced by something more vulnerable. "Enough to know you're in over your head." Sophia stepped closer, lowering her voice. "Then maybe you should help me." Natalie's eyes widened slightly, surprise flickering across her face. "Why would I do that?" "Because you don't trust them either," Sophia said, taking a gamble. "And because you're tired of pretending everything's fine." Natalie's lips pressed into a thin line, but she didn't deny it. Instead, she turned and walked away, leaving Sophia with a glimmer of hope. If she could turn Natalie into an ally, she might gain the upper hand. That night, Sophia's sleep was restless. Her dreams were a chaotic mix of images. The bruised woman in the photo, Ethan's innocent smile, Evelyn's piercing gaze. When she woke in the early hours, drenched in sweat, she realized she couldn't wait any longer. She had to understand the full extent of what she was dealing with. She slipped out of bed and headed for Alexander's study. The room was locked, as she expected, but she had come prepared. Her lockpicks made quick work of the door, and she slipped inside, her pulse racing. The study was as meticulous as the man who inhabited it. A large desk dominated the room, its surface bare except for a laptop and a few neatly stacked papers. Sophia booted up the laptop, her fingers flying over the keys as she bypassed the password with software she had installed on a hidden USB drive. The files on the laptop were a treasure trove of information: financial records, correspondence, and encrypted files labeled with innocuous names. One folder, titled Legacy, caught her attention. She opened it and found detailed accounts of offshore transactions, coded communications, and a document labeled Contingency Plan. Before she could open it, a voice behind her froze her in place. "You're either very brave or very stupid." Sophia turned slowly, her heart hammering in her chest. Alexander Harwick stood in the doorway, his expression cold and unreadable. For the first time in her career, Sophia wasn't sure how to talk her way out of this. Chapter 4: The First Counter Move. Sophia's mind raced as Alexander Harwick stepped further into the study, his imposing frame silhouetted by the faint glow of the hallway light. His expression was unreadable, but his eyes were sharp, cutting through the darkness like a predator's. "I could ask what you're doing in my study," Alexander said, his voice low and measured. "But I think we both know the answer." Sophia forced herself to stay calm. She couldn't let him see fear. It would only embolden him. Instead, she closed the laptop gently, as though she were meant to be there all along. "I was looking for information," she said evenly. "For Natalie." His eyes narrowed. "Natalie?" "Yes." Sophia took a step back, carefully gauging his reaction. "She came to me this evening, upset. She said there are things she's not allowed to know about this family. I thought perhaps I could help." Alexander's silence was deafening, the weight of his stare suffocating. He was assessing her, peeling back layers of her lie in search of the truth. She could almost see the gears turning in his mind. "You're a terrible liar, Ms. Moreau," he said finally, his tone sharp. "And an even worse thief." Sophia's pulse quickened, but she refused to let it show. "I didn't steal anything." "No," he said, stepping closer. "Not yet. But you were about to." He loomed over her now, his presence filling the room. For a moment, Sophia considered the possibility that she'd miscalculated, that Alexander Harwick was far more dangerous than she'd anticipated. But then he did something unexpected. He smiled. "I admire your initiative," he said, his voice laced with mockery. but if you want to survive in this house, you'll need to do better than that. Sophia tilted her head, masking her surprise. Survive? Alexander leaned in, his face inches from hers. You're not the first person to think they could outsmart me. You won't be the last. Before she could respond, he straightened and turned toward the door. Go back to bed, Ms. Moreau. And stay out of my study. The door closed behind him with a soft click, leaving Sophia alone in the dark. Her hands trembled as she pressed them against the desk to steady herself. Alexander's words weren't a warning, they were a challenge. The next morning, the household buzzed with activity as if nothing had happened. Sophia joined the family for breakfast, her demeanor calm and composed, though her mind was anything but. Alexander sat at the head of the table, his expression neutral. If he intended to expose her, he gave no indication of it. Evelyn, however, seemed more guarded than usual. She watched Sophia closely, her gaze lingering as if searching for cracks in her facade. Ms. Moreau, Evelyn said suddenly, breaking the silence. How are you settling in? Sophia smiled, her tone light. Very well, thank you. The family has been wonderful. Evelyn's lips curved into a smile that didn't reach her eyes. I'm glad to hear that. We value loyalty above all else. The undercurrent of menace in her words was unmistakable. Sophia met her gaze, refusing to be intimidated. Of course. Loyalty is everything. Later that day, Sophia found herself alone in the garden with Natalie. The teenager sat cross-legged on the grass, twirling a blade of it between her fingers. Sophia joined her, the tension between them palpable. You're still here, Natalie said without looking up. That's surprising. Why wouldn't I be? Sophia asked, keeping her tone casual. Natalie shrugged. Most people who cross my dad don't last long. Sophia hesitated, then leaned closer. You know what he's hiding, don't you? Natalie's fingers stilled. For a moment, she looked vulnerable, the mask of teenage rebellion slipping away. You don't want to know. But I do, Sophia pressed. And so do you. Natalie's eyes met hers, a flicker of fear and defiance in their depths. If you dig too deep, you'll regret it. Sophia studied her carefully. Natalie wasn't just warning her, she was pleading. But pleading for what? For Sophia to stop? Or to keep going? That night, Sophia decided to test the boundaries of Alexander's warning. She waited until the house was quiet, then crept into the library once again. The black folder was still in the cabinet, untouched. She flipped through the documents, her hands steady despite the pounding of her heart. She didn't just take pictures this time. She took one of the photos, a grainy image of a man shaking hands with Alexander at what appeared to be a private airstrip. The man's face was familiar, though she couldn't place it. As she returned to her room, a faint sound stopped her in her tracks. She froze, her ears straining. Footsteps echoed in the hallway, slow and deliberate. Someone was watching her. She slipped into her room and locked the door, her breath coming in shallow bursts. Whoever it was, they wanted her to know she wasn't safe. She placed the stolen photo in a secure pocket of her suitcase, her mind racing with possibilities. This wasn't just a con anymore. It was a game of survival, and the Harwicks were playing for keeps. Sophia knew she had to step up her game, because the next move might very well be her last. Chapter 5: The Unexpected Ally. The air in the Harwick estate felt heavier the next morning, as though the house itself had absorbed the tension. Sophia moved through the routine of the day with careful precision, each action deliberate and unhurried. Her instincts told her she was being watched more closely now, and every movement was a potential misstep. By mid-morning, Evelyn had summoned her to oversee Ethan's homeschooling session. While Sophia explained fractions to the eager boy, she felt the unmistakable weight of Evelyn's gaze from the doorway. Sophia could see her reflection in the polished glass cabinet, a hawk ready to strike at the first sign of weakness. After Ethan's lessons, Sophia retreated to the garden under the guise of a break. Natalie was there again, sprawled across a lounge chair with a book in her hands. Unlike the previous day, she didn't seem inclined to talk. Sophia, however, had questions she couldn't afford to leave unanswered. Natalie, she said, taking a seat nearby. Can we talk? The teenager didn't look up. If it's about my dad, don't bother. Sophia leaned forward, lowering her voice. It's not just about your dad. It's about you. About what you're living with. Natalie's fingers gripped the edge of her book tighter. You think you know anything about me? No, Sophia admitted. But I want to. For a long moment, Natalie said nothing. Then, she closed her book with a sharp snap and looked directly at Sophia. Fine. You want to know what's going on in this house? Then let's make a deal. Sophia raised an eyebrow, intrigued. What kind of deal? You tell me why you're really here, Natalie said, her voice low and dangerous. And I'll tell you what you want to know. Sophia's mind raced. She couldn't tell Natalie the whole truth. It was too risky. But perhaps she could give her just enough to build trust without jeopardizing her position. I'm here, Sophia said carefully, because I know your family is hiding something. And I think it's something dangerous. Natalie studied her, her expression unreadable. Then she stood abruptly. Meet me tonight. Midnight. In the greenhouse. Before Sophia could respond, Natalie walked away, leaving her with more questions than answers. The day dragged on, the tension mounting as the clock crept closer to midnight. Sophia waited until the house was silent, then slipped out of her room, moving like a shadow through the darkened halls. She avoided the security cameras with practiced ease, her path to the greenhouse already mapped out in her mind. The greenhouse was bathed in the soft glow of moonlight, its glass walls shimmering like a jewel. Inside, the air was warm and heavy with the scent of earth and blooming flowers. Natalie was already there, sitting on a stone bench, her arms crossed. You're late, she said without looking up. Had to make sure I wasn't followed, Sophia replied, taking a seat across from her. Natalie reached into her pocket and pulled out a folded piece of paper. She handed it to Sophia, her expression grim. This is what you're dealing with. Sophia unfolded the paper and felt her stomach drop. It was a copy of a police report, heavily redacted but still damning. It detailed a series of incidents involving Alexander Harwick, bribes, threats, and a suspicious death that had been ruled accidental. What does this mean? Sophia asked, her voice hushed. It means my dad isn't just a businessman, Natalie said bitterly. He's a criminal. And if you're not careful, he'll destroy you. Sophia looked up at Natalie, the pieces of the puzzle beginning to fall into place. Why are you telling me this? Natalie's eyes flickered with something close to desperation. Because I want out. I can't stay here anymore. Not with them. Sophia's mind raced. Natalie's offer was a gamble, but it could be exactly what she needed, a way to unravel the Harwick secrets from the inside. All right, Sophia said. We'll help each other. But you have to trust me. Natalie hesitated, then nodded. Just don't make me regret it. As Sophia returned to her room, she felt a flicker of hope for the first time since arriving at the estate. Natalie's alliance was unexpected, but it gave her a foothold in a house that seemed impenetrable. But as she closed her door, she noticed something that sent a chill down her spine. Her suitcase, which she had left neatly tucked under the bed, was slightly ajar. Someone had been in her room. Sophia carefully checked her belongings, her heart pounding. The stolen photo was still there, hidden in the lining of her suitcase, but everything else had been disturbed. Whoever had searched her room was sending a message. This wasn't just a warning, it was a declaration of war. The Harwicks knew she was digging, and now it was only a matter of time before they struck back. Sophia sat on the edge of her bed, gripping the photo tightly. If the Harwicks wanted a fight, she would give them one. But she had to be smarter, faster, and more ruthless than ever. Because in this house, the only way to survive was to win. Chapter 6, The Harwicks' Darkest Secret. Sophia awoke the next morning with a sharper resolve. The lines were drawn now, and there was no turning back. The search of her room had been a calculated move, meant to unnerve her. But it had only strengthened her resolve to uncover what the Harwicks were hiding, and to protect herself from whatever they planned next. Sophia spent the morning shadowing Ethan during his lessons. The boy was bright and eager, a rare beacon of innocence in the dark household. She watched him carefully, not just as a nanny, but as someone piecing together the dynamics of the Harwick family. Ethan mentioned his father only in passing, and there was a distinct wariness in his tone whenever he did. Dad doesn't like when we mess up, he said once, almost casually, while arranging blocks for a math game. What do you mean by that? Sophia asked gently. Ethan shrugged, his small shoulders tightening. Just, he gets mad. Really mad. Sophia's chest tightened. Ethan's subtle cues told her everything she needed to know. The child lived under constant pressure, his innocence stifled by the weight of his father's expectations. After Ethan's lessons, Sophia excused herself to the kitchen under the pretense of preparing a snack. Instead, she intercepted one of the housekeepers, a middle-aged woman with kind eyes who had been with the Harwicks for years. Maria, Sophia began, lowering her voice, can I ask you something? Maria hesitated, glancing around nervously. What is it, Ms. Morrow? It's about the family, Sophia said carefully. Has anything unusual ever happened here? Maria's hands tightened around the dish she was drying. You shouldn't ask questions like that. I'm just trying to understand, Sophia pressed. For the children's sake. Maria's eyes darted toward the doorway, and she leaned in closer. This house has seen things no one should see. But if you value your life, you'll keep your head down and do your job. Sophia nodded, though her determination only hardened. Maria knew more than she let on, and fear kept her silent. But fear could be a powerful motivator if used correctly. That afternoon, Natalie approached Sophia in the library. Her defiance from the previous night had softened into something closer to vulnerability. She carried a small, leather-bound journal, which she handed to Sophia without a word. What's this? Sophia asked. Proof, Natalie said simply. Read it. Sophia flipped through the journal, her breath catching as she scanned the pages. It was filled with Natalie's observations, notes, and even sketches. She detailed private meetings Alexander had held in the study, strange shipments arriving late at night, and overheard conversations about clearing risks. This is dangerous, Sophia said, closing the journal. Why are you keeping this? Natalie shrugged, though her eyes betrayed her fear. Because someone needs to. Mom won't, and Ethan's too young. If something happens, at least there's a record. Sophia's respect for Natalie deepened. Despite her outward rebellion, the girl was incredibly resourceful and perceptive. You're braver than you know, Sophia said. Natalie scoffed. Bravery doesn't mean much in this house. That evening, while the family dined in the grand dining room, Sophia slipped into Alexander's study again. The journal had given her new context, and she was determined to find corroborating evidence. She rifled through drawers, careful to leave everything as she found it. In one locked drawer, easily breached with her lockpicks, she found a USB drive tucked beneath a stack of financial papers. Slipping it into her pocket, she quickly closed the drawer and left the study, her heart pounding. Back in her room, Sophia plugged the USB drive into her laptop. The files it contained were chilling. Spreadsheets documenting large financial transactions, emails discussing offshore accounts, and one folder labeled Project Concord. Inside the folder were detailed plans for what appeared to be a human trafficking ring. The documents outlined routes, drop-off locations, and coded instructions for disposal in case of emergencies. Sophia's stomach turned as she realized the scale of the operation. This wasn't just about money or power. The Harwicks were orchestrating something monstrous. Her thoughts were interrupted by a sharp knock at the door. Sophia quickly ejected the USB drive and shoved it into her suitcase before answering. Evelyn stood in the hallway, her expression as cold as ice. May I come in? Sophia stepped aside, masking her nerves. Of course. Evelyn entered, her sharp gaze sweeping the room. I wanted to check in. You've seemed distracted lately. Sophia smiled politely. Just adjusting to the routine. Evelyn's lips curved into a faint smile, but her eyes were hard. Good. I'd hate to think you were overstepping your bounds. Sophia held her ground. I assure you, Mrs. Harwick, I'm here to help, not interfere. Evelyn studied her for a long moment before nodding. I trust you'll remember that. As Evelyn left, Sophia let out a slow breath. The warning was clear. The Harwicks were watching her closely, and any misstep could cost her everything. That night, as Sophia lay in bed, her mind churned with possibilities. She had enough evidence to expose the Harwicks, but doing so would put her directly in their crosshairs. And then there was Natalie and Ethan to consider. Innocents caught in the web of their parents' crimes. Sophia stared at the ceiling, the weight of her discovery pressing down on her. She was no longer just playing a role. She was in the fight of her life. And the stakes had never been higher. Her next move had to be perfect, because failure wasn't an option. Not now. Not ever. Chapter 7. Manipulator versus Manipulator. Sophia woke before dawn, her mind buzzing with the weight of her discovery. The USB drive hidden in her suitcase felt like a time bomb, ticking away with every second she stayed in the Harwick estate. She knew she had to act, but the risks were monumental. Exposing the family could cost her life, or worse, the lives of Natalie and Ethan. Her first task was to consolidate her alliances. Natalie's growing trust was a valuable asset, but it wasn't enough. She needed leverage over Alexander and Evelyn, something powerful enough to keep them from retaliating if she decided to strike. The information on the USB drive was a start, but it wasn't nearly as potent as what she suspected Alexander was hiding in plain sight. The morning began with Evelyn summoning Sophia to the parlor. Evelyn was dressed impeccably, her expression sharp and calculating. "Ms. Moreau," she began, gesturing for Sophia to sit across from her. "I've been meaning to discuss your performance." Sophia kept her face neutral as she sat down. "Of course, Mrs. Harwick. I hope everything has been satisfactory." Evelyn's smile was razor thin. "For the most part, yes. However, I've noticed you have a tendency to overstep." Sophia tilted her head slightly. "I'm not sure I understand." Evelyn leaned forward, her eyes boring into Sophia's. "You're here to care for my children, not to involve yourself in matters that don't concern you. Do I make myself clear?" Sophia met her gaze evenly, refusing to back down. "Crystal clear." Evelyn straightened, her demeanor icy. "Good. I'd hate for there to be any misunderstandings." Sophia excused herself, her mind racing. Evelyn's veiled threats were escalating, which meant she was beginning to feel threatened herself. That gave Sophia a sliver of hope. If Evelyn was worried, she might be vulnerable. Later, Sophia found Natalie in the library, her headphones on and her sketchpad in hand. She tapped Natalie on the shoulder, motioning for her to follow. The two slipped out into the garden, far from the prying eyes of the household staff. "Your mom is on to me," Sophia said bluntly. Natalie smirked. "She's always on to everyone. Don't take it personally." "This is different," Sophia insisted. "She's looking for a reason to get rid of me." "Then maybe you should stop snooping," Natalie said, her tone teasing but her eyes serious. Sophia leaned closer, lowering her voice. "I found something, Natalie. Something about your dad. About Project Concord." The color drained from Natalie's face. "You shouldn't have done that. What do you know about it?" Sophia pressed. Natalie looked away, her fingers gripping the edge of the bench. "Just rumors. I've heard him on the phone late at night, talking about shipments and schedules. He always tells mom it's business, but I know it's more than that." "It is," Sophia said, her voice steady. "And it's dangerous. If I don't do something, more people are going to get hurt." Natalie's jaw tightened. "And what about us? If you expose him, he'll come after you. And if he finds out I helped you," she broke off, her voice trembling. "I won't let that happen," Sophia promised. "But I need your help. You're the only one who knows this family inside and out." Natalie hesitated, then nodded. "Okay. But if we're doing this, we need to be smart." That evening, Sophia began her next move. She returned to the study, this time with Natalie's help. The girl had shown her a hidden compartment in Alexander's desk, one that required a key only he and Evelyn had access to. But Natalie had swiped the key from her father's jacket earlier in the day, slipping it into Sophia's pocket with a conspiratorial grin. Sophia opened the compartment and found a small, leather-bound notebook. Inside were handwritten entries detailing transactions, names, and dates, evidence of Alexander's direct involvement in human trafficking. There were also coded references to what she suspected were high-profile clients, names that could topple entire industries if exposed. As she flipped through the pages, a cold dread settled over her. This wasn't just a criminal operation. It was an empire, and Alexander was at the center of it. Suddenly, the study door creaked open. Sophia froze, her heart leaping into her throat. She turned slowly to see Evelyn standing in the doorway, her expression like a mask of stone. "What are you doing in here?" Evelyn demanded, her voice sharp and cutting. Sophia's mind raced, searching for an explanation. "I was looking for something for Natalie." Evelyn's eyes narrowed, and she stepped closer, her gaze darting to the open compartment. "Don't lie to me, Ms. Moreau. You've been lying since the moment you walked into this house." Sophia straightened, her fear giving way to defiance. "And so have you, Mrs. Harwick. But the difference is, I can prove it." Evelyn's face twisted with fury, but before she could respond, another voice cut through the tension. "What's going on here?" Alexander's imposing figure filled the doorway, his expression unreadable. His gaze flicked between Sophia and Evelyn, lingering on the open compartment. "Sophia was just leaving," Evelyn said quickly, her tone clipped. Alexander raised an eyebrow. "Is that so?" Sophia met his gaze, her heart pounding. This was it, the moment that would decide her fate. She had to make her move now or risk losing everything. "I found this," Sophia said, holding up the notebook. "And I think you both know what it means." For a moment, no one spoke. Then Alexander stepped into the room, closing the door behind him. The air grew thick with tension as he slowly approached. "You're playing a very dangerous game, Ms. Moreau," he said quietly. "I hope you're prepared for the consequences." Sophia met his gaze, her voice steady despite the fear clawing at her insides. I'm not the only one playing, Mr. Harwick. The question is, who's going to win? Chapter 8, The Domino Effect. The study was silent, the air charged with tension. Alexander stood only a few feet away, his presence suffocating, while Evelyn lingered near the door, her face pale but resolute. Sophia clutched the notebook tightly, her mind racing with possible outcomes. She had drawn her line in the sand, but the Harwicks weren't the type to back down without a fight. You're bluffing, Alexander said finally, his voice calm but laced with menace. Whatever you think you have, it won't be enough. Sophia smiled faintly, though her heart pounded in her chest. I don't need to think, Mr. Harwick. I know. And this notebook? It's only part of the story. Alexander's eyes narrowed. What do you want? For a moment, Sophia hesitated. She hadn't expected him to negotiate, but the opening gave her an advantage. I want the truth, she said, keeping her tone measured. About Project Concord. About what you've done. Evelyn stepped forward, her voice sharp. You don't know what you're asking for. This isn't just about us. It's bigger than you can imagine. I've imagined plenty, Sophia shot back. And I've seen enough to know you're not just running a business. You're running an empire built on exploitation. How many lives have you destroyed? How many people have you silenced? Evelyn's jaw tightened, but Alexander raised a hand, silencing her. You're remarkably bold, Ms. Moreau, he said, his voice deceptively calm. But boldness won't protect you when the time comes to pay the price. Sophia stood her ground. Neither will denial. The question is, how far are you willing to go to keep your secrets? The confrontation ended without resolution, but the tension lingered as Sophia left the study. She could feel Alexander's gaze burning into her back as she walked away, her pulse still racing. She knew she had pushed them to the edge, but she couldn't let herself feel victorious just yet. The Harwicks weren't the type to fold easily, and their next move would undoubtedly be calculated and ruthless. Later that night, Sophia met Natalie in the greenhouse. The teenager looked tense, her usual rebellious demeanor replaced by quiet apprehension. What happened? Natalie asked as soon as Sophia arrived. They know I'm onto them, Sophia replied, her voice low. Your father tried to intimidate me, and your mother isn't far behind. But I have leverage now, enough to make them think twice. Natalie's eyes widened. You're playing a dangerous game. I don't have a choice, Sophia said. If I back down now, I lose everything. And so do you. Natalie hesitated, then nodded. What do you need from me? Access, Sophia said. Your father and mother are hiding more than just that notebook. I need to find out what, and I need your help to do it. Natalie swallowed hard, but didn't argue. Okay, but if they catch us? They won't, Sophia interrupted. We'll be careful. The next day, the Harwick household was unusually quiet. Alexander spent most of the morning locked in his study, while Evelyn made a series of tense phone calls in the parlor. The atmosphere felt heavy, like the calm before a storm. Sophia used the lull to her advantage, slipping into the staff quarters to speak with Maria again. The housekeeper looked startled to see her, but quickly composed herself. Ms. Moreau, Maria said cautiously. Is something wrong? I need your help, Sophia said, keeping her voice low. I know you've seen things in this house. Things you're afraid to talk about. Maria's expression hardened. I told you before, it's dangerous to ask questions. And it's even more dangerous to stay silent, Sophia countered. You know what the Harwicks are doing. You've seen it. Help me stop them. Maria hesitated, her gaze flicking toward the door. If they find out I talked to you, they won't, Sophia promised. But if we don't act, they'll keep getting away with it. Please, Maria, think about Ethan. Think about Natalie. At the mention of the children, Maria's resolve faltered. She nodded slowly. What do you need? Anything you can tell me about Project Concord, Sophia said. And any records or evidence you might have access to. Maria hesitated, then whispered, There's a ledger. Mr. Harwick keeps it in the safe in his bedroom. It has everything, transactions, names, dates. Sophia's pulse quickened. Do you know the combination? No, Maria said. But I've seen him use it. It's 6 digits, and he always enters it quickly, like he's done it 1,000 times. Sophia nodded. It wasn't much, but it was a start. That night, Sophia waited until the household was asleep before making her move. The Harwick's bedroom was on the 2nd floor, its door locked but not impenetrable. Sophia picked the lock with practiced ease, slipping inside without a sound. The room was dark, the faint glow of moonlight filtering through the curtains. The safe was hidden behind a painting, just as Maria had described. Sophia carefully swung the painting aside and studied the keypad. She tried a few combinations based on significant dates she had learned, birthdays, anniversaries, but none worked. Frustration clawed at her as she racked her brain for possibilities. Then she remembered something Maria had said. "He always enters it quickly, like he's done it 1,000 times. Sophia pressed the buttons instinctively, using the rhythm of Alexander's footsteps on the stairs, a pattern she had unconsciously memorized. The safe clicked open. Inside was a ledger, much like Maria had described, along with a stack of cash and several passports. Sophia grabbed the ledger and closed the safe, leaving everything else untouched. She slipped out of the room and returned to her own, her heart pounding. When she opened the ledger, her breath caught. The names listed weren't just clients. They were powerful figures in politics, finance, and law enforcement. The Harwicks weren't just criminals. They were part of a vast network that extended far beyond the estate. Sophia knew she had struck gold. But with this discovery came a sobering realization. She was no longer just a con artist infiltrating a wealthy family. She was a target in a game much larger than she had ever anticipated. And the Harwicks wouldn't let her walk away unscathed. Chapter 9, The Turning Tables. Sophia sat in the dim glow of her laptop, the ledger open beside her. Each name in the book was a weight pressing down on her. Politicians, CEOs, judges. People who could crush her with a single phone call. This wasn't just a game of manipulation anymore. It was a fight for survival against a web of power that stretched far beyond the Harwick estate. She copied the most incriminating sections of the ledger onto an encrypted flash drive, her fingers trembling as she typed. Every keystroke felt like a countdown to disaster, but she pushed forward, knowing that hesitation could cost her everything. The next morning, the Harwick household buzzed with a strange energy. Evelyn moved with clipped efficiency, issuing orders to the staff. Alexander disappeared into his study, emerging only to bark at the housekeeper. Even Natalie seemed more withdrawn, her usual defiance replaced by an uncharacteristic quietness. Sophia's instincts screamed that something was coming. The Harwicks were making their move, and she needed to be ready. She found Natalie in the library, staring blankly at an open book. The teenager looked up as Sophia approached, her eyes filled with unease. "They're planning something," Natalie said softly, as though reading Sophia's thoughts. Sophia nodded. "Do you know what?" Natalie shook her head. "All I know is that Mom and Dad have been talking about a cleanup. That's never a good thing." Sophia's stomach churned. A cleanup could only mean one thing. Erasing loose ends. And she was the biggest loose end of all. That evening, Sophia took a calculated risk. She sent an encrypted email to a contact she hadn't reached out to in years, a journalist she once worked with during a previous con. The journalist, Emma Lang, specialized in exposing corruption and had the resources to protect Sophia if things went south. Subject: urgent. Potential expose. "Emma, I have something huge. A ledger detailing a criminal network involving some of the most powerful people in the country. I need your help. If you're interested, meet me tomorrow at 2 p.m. Bring discretion and backup. Location to follow." Sophia hit send, praying Emma would come through. That night, the Harwicks struck. Sophia had barely drifted off to sleep when she woke to the sound of her door creaking open. She bolted upright, her heart racing. Two figures stood in the doorway, their faces obscured by the shadows. One of them flipped on the light, revealing Alexander and a burly man she didn't recognize. "You've been very busy, Ms. Moreau," Alexander said, his voice icy. Sophia forced herself to stay calm. "I don't know what you're talking about." Alexander chuckled, but there was no humor in it. "Don't insult my intelligence. We've been watching you. We know about the notebook, the safe, and the emails." Sophia's blood ran cold. If they knew about Emma, she might have already been compromised. But she couldn't let them see her fear. "You're making a mistake," she said, her voice steady. "If anything happens to me, everything I've found goes public." Alexander's smile faded. "You think you can threaten me?" "It's not a threat," Sophia said. "It's a guarantee. You kill me, and the whole world knows about Project Concord. Every name in that ledger, every transaction. Are you ready to risk that?" For a moment, Alexander's mask slipped, revealing a flicker of uncertainty. But it was Evelyn who spoke next, stepping into the room with her arms crossed. "Enough," she said sharply. "We're not killing her. Yet." Alexander glanced at his wife, his expression unreadable. Then he nodded to the burly man, who stepped forward and grabbed Sophia by the arm. "You're coming with us," Evelyn said, her voice cold. We're going to have a little chat. Sophia was led to the basement, a part of the house she hadn't seen before. The room was stark and utilitarian, with concrete walls and a single chair bolted to the floor. They shoved her into the chair and secured her wrists with zip ties. Evelyn leaned against the wall, her eyes cold. You think you're clever, don't you? I think I'm alive, Sophia shot back. Which is more than I can say for some of your victims. Evelyn's expression darkened. You don't know what you're dealing with. I know enough, Sophia said. And I know you're scared. That's why I'm still breathing. Evelyn's lips pressed into a thin line, but she didn't deny it. Instead, she turned to Alexander. We need to contain this. Now. Alexander crossed his arms, his gaze fixed on Sophia. Give me one reason why we shouldn't end this here. Sophia met his gaze without flinching. Because if you kill me, you lose control. Everything in that ledger goes public. And once it's out, you'll never be able to bury it again. For a moment, no one spoke. Then Alexander sighed and motioned for the burly man to cut her loose. Sophia's wrists throbbed as the zip ties were removed, but she refused to show weakness. You're playing with fire, Ms. Moreau, Alexander said as he leaned in close. One wrong move and you'll burn. Sophia met his gaze, her voice steady. Then I'd better make the right moves. Back in her room, Sophia locked the door and sank onto the bed, her body trembling with adrenaline. She checked her laptop, relief flooding her when she saw Emma's reply. Received. I'll be there. Send location. Sophia quickly sent the meeting details, her heart pounding. She had bought herself some time, but the Harwicks weren't done with her. The next move had to be hers, and it had to be decisive. She stared at the ledger on her desk, the weight of it heavier than ever. If she wanted to win this game, she had to strike first. And this time, there could be no room for error. Chapter 10, The Final Gambit. Sophia spent the early hours of the morning preparing for the most dangerous move of her life. The ledger was safely hidden, its contents already backed up to multiple encrypted cloud servers. Emma Lang had confirmed their meeting location, a secluded cafe far enough from the Harwick estate to ensure no immediate retaliation. Still, Sophia knew the Harwicks weren't the kind of people who let their prey slip away easily. The house was quiet, but the tension was palpable. Sophia moved cautiously, aware of every creak in the floorboards and every shadow that lingered too long. She packed a small bag with essentials, her laptop, phone, and the flash drive, before slipping the ledger into the lining of her jacket. She glanced at the clock. It was nearly noon. If she wanted to make it to the cafe in time, she had to leave now. Sophia made her way to the garage, where the staff car she occasionally used sat parked. Her hands trembled as she unlocked the door and slid inside, but her resolve remained firm. As she started the engine, a figure emerged from the shadows. Natalie. Sophia rolled down the window, her pulse racing. What are you doing here? I'm coming with you, Natalie said, her tone leaving no room for argument. She was carrying a small duffel bag, her face pale but determined. It's too dangerous, Sophia said. You need to stay here. Natalie shook her head. I can't. If they find out I helped you, I'm dead. I'm safer with you. Sophia hesitated, then nodded. Get in. Natalie climbed into the passenger seat, and Sophia drove off, her eyes darting to the rearview mirror every few seconds. The estate faded into the distance, but the weight of the Harwicks' reach lingered like a shadow. The cafe was quiet, a quaint little place tucked away in a sleepy part of town. Emma was already there, seated in a corner booth with a laptop open in front of her. She looked up as Sophia and Natalie approached, her sharp eyes taking in every detail. You're late, Emma said, her tone brisk but not unkind. Had a change of plans, Sophia replied, gesturing to Natalie. This is Natalie Harwick. Emma raised an eyebrow but didn't comment. Do you have it? Sophia pulled out the flash drive and slid it across the table. This is everything. Names, dates, transactions. It's enough to bring them down. Emma plugged the drive into her laptop, her expression hardening as she scrolled through the files. This is big. If even half of this is accurate, it'll make headlines around the world. It's accurate, Sophia said. But there's more. She unzipped her jacket and handed Emma the ledger. Emma's eyes widened as she flipped through the pages, her fingers brushing over the handwritten notes. This is gold, Emma said. But it's also dangerous. You realize they're not going to let you walk away from this, right? I didn't come this far to back out now, Sophia said. Can you protect us? Emma hesitated. I can get you into witness protection, but it won't be immediate. and there's no guarantee the Harwicks won't find you. Sophia glanced at Natalie, who looked more frightened than she was willing to admit. We'll take our chances. As they left the cafe, Sophia's phone buzzed with a message. She glanced at the screen, her blood turning to ice. We know where you are. Run if you want, but we'll find you. It was from an unknown number, but there was no doubt who had sent it. The Harwicks weren't just threatening her. They were tracking her. We have to go, Sophia said, grabbing Natalie's arm. Now. They hurried to the car, but as they approached, a black SUV screeched to a halt nearby. Three men in dark suits stepped out, their expressions cold and menacing. Stay behind me, Sophia whispered to Natalie, her mind racing. The men approached, their movements deliberate. Ms. Moreau, the leader said, his voice calm but laced with menace. Mr. Harwick would like to have a word. Tell him I'm busy, Sophia said, her voice steady despite the fear clawing at her insides. The man smirked. I'm afraid he insists. Sophia's grip on Natalie tightened. You're not taking us anywhere. The man's smirk faded, and he nodded to his associates. The tension snapped like a rubber band as one of them lunged toward Sophia. But she was ready. She shoved Natalie into the car and slammed the door before turning to face her attackers. Years of street smarts and survival instincts kicked in as she dodged the first man's grab, her elbow connecting with his ribs. He staggered back, cursing. The second man grabbed her arm, but she twisted free, her foot connecting with his knee. He fell with a grunt, but the leader was already advancing, his hand reaching for a weapon. Sophia didn't wait to find out what it was. She bolted for the driver's side door, throwing herself into the seat and slamming the lock button. Drive! Natalie screamed. Sophia didn't need to be told twice. She floored the accelerator, the car lurching forward as the men scrambled out of the way. The SUV roared to life behind them, its headlights glaring in the rearview mirror. Sophia gritted her teeth, her hands gripping the wheel. Hold on. The chase was a blur of screeching tires and narrow escapes, but Sophia's determination carried them through. She wove through traffic, her heart pounding as the SUV gained ground. Finally, she spotted an overpass and veered sharply onto a side street, the tires skidding on the asphalt. The SUV overshot the turn, giving Sophia just enough time to duck into an alley and kill the engine. She and Natalie sat in silence, their breaths ragged. The sound of the SUV's engine faded into the distance, leaving only the pounding of their hearts. Are they gone? Natalie whispered. For now, Sophia said, her voice trembling. But this isn't over. Sophia knew the Harwicks wouldn't stop until they were silenced, or exposed. The flash drive was with Emma now, but the fight was far from over. If she wanted to protect herself and Natalie, she had to go all in. The Harwicks had made their move. Now it was her turn to finish the game.